welcome to a very special June edition of A View from the Bridge. I'm Connor Caldwell. Well, it's been a busy month for the Belfast Giants. There have been a lot of new signings so far, and I'm sure the fans will be keen and eager to find out a lot more about some of the players they'll be watching this season. But for this particular episode, I actually caught up with Dave Phillips, and Dave just completed his first season with the Giants, and had a great season playing in defence and contributing with a few very important goals. And Dave has been asked to go across to Chicago in the coming weeks to attend an NHL prospects camp, which is really exciting for Dave and also for the league in general. So we spoke to Dave earlier in the week, and this is what he had to say. Okay, so we're delighted today to be joined on the podcast by Dave Phillips. He's just completed his first season as a Giant and has some pretty exciting things in the pipeline in the next few weeks. Dave, thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. I suppose we better start off with the main story. You're heading off to camp with the Blackhawks. How did that all come about?
Basically, when I was away with Great Britain at the World Championships at the end of the season there, I had a pretty good tournament, and Paul Thompson, the coach, said to me that I had a good tournament and things like that, and that he might be able to get me a tryout at the prospect camps for the Chicago Blackhawks. And at the time of it, I was a bit shocked and thought he was joking, to be honest, at the time. And then I guess after the tournament had finished, he sent Chicago a DVD of all my shifts from the tournament, and they watched it, and then they said they was very impressed by it, and then they gave me a call and asked me to come along.
And what was your reaction whenever you did get the phone call?
I was pretty shocked, to be honest. You know, it's not really one of them everyday phone calls, but it just kind of came out of the blue. I kind of like knew, you know, maybe it might happen, but you know, I didn't really expect it. You know, it just like coming from being British and things like that. You know, coming from over here, you know, it's not a really opportunity that I'd say many British players get the chance.
Of course, yeah, very few players have made the trek across the water. You mentioned Paul Thompson before. How much of a mentor is he for yourself and the other young British players?
He's really good because he's British himself. You know, he's obviously looking out for the British players and being the Great Britain coach as well. So I think he just wants to move British forward, you know, British hockey forward, and you know, help develop it in the future and British players. Maybe to give other kids a chance as well, do you know?
Yeah, and getting called up by Paul for Team GB, was that something you ever thought you would achieve when you started off? You were 16 when you first played for Hull, weren't you?
Yeah, first started playing for Hull when I was 16, and then I started playing for the national senior team when I was 18.
When you were 18, yeah. And when you first started off with Hull, is it something that you ever thought you would achieve? I mean, did people let you know that it was within your grasp to play for Team GB?
I always played for the junior teams, the under-18s and the under-20s, so I knew it wouldn't be too far away, but it was still quite a big step. But at the time, my brother played for the senior team as well, and I wasn't too far away from him, so I kind of always knew, you know, it's not too far out the way. But obviously, when I was a bit younger than that, I always used to, it was like a dream to play for it, but you know, every year you kind of seem, when you keep improving, it kind of seems closer and closer. But you know, it's good to know now you kind of see yourself as like a regular on the team, which is nice.
Yeah, it's a great achievement. And you were saying about playing for the British teams when you were younger, the underage teams and such. And I'm just curious as to how really you got into playing hockey in the first case. I mean, obviously, a lot of people in their teenage years play football and play rugby and play a lot of other sports. But why did hockey speak to you so much?
It's quite a funny story, really. My dad only just told me recently how it actually come about, because all I remember is him, because I was a keen ice skater. I used to go ice skating quite a bit, so obviously that helped. But then my dad took me and my brother to a Hull game, and then I watched the game, and then I really liked it, and then thought, you know, I'd start it, and went on a beginner session, because they have like a good beginner session on at Hull where they provide like a helmet and stick and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I just started on there, and away from there, I went once and loved it, and then never looked back. But I asked him, I was like, oh, what made you, you know, go to the first game? Because, you know, just randomly out the blue like that. And he was like, oh, yeah. And my favourite actor was Paul Newman. And he goes, at the time the release Slapshot, the movie, came out at cinemas. And he goes, oh, I was a huge Paul Newman fan. So I went along and watched Slapshot. And he goes, oh, I loved it. He goes, I thought it was a real good film and everything. And he goes, ever since after that, he goes, I always wanted to watch an ice hockey game. So afterwards, he took me and my brother along to go watch a game with him. And then my dad became a big ice hockey fan after that. And then I guess me and my brother started playing.
I suppose it's one of the more strange routes into the sport.
Yeah, I know.
It's around in your family then. And did you play other sports growing up, or was it purely hockey for you?
Yeah, just the usual, like football and rugby, but nothing serious. Just like, you know, when you're a little kid, I always liked sports. So I was always like running around and never liked being in the house. I was always out playing and stuff like that.
And when you were in school, like, were you just always thinking about playing sports? And did you always know you wanted to be a professional sportsman?
Yeah, I want the best boy in school. So I always knew to enjoy the sports and stuff like that. And then kind of when I come to the end of secondary school, when I was getting to like 14, 15, I could see I could maybe have a future in it and stuff like that. So it kind of made me a bit strive a bit more, because I knew kids would be going, leaving and getting jobs and things like that when I was 16. So, and to be honest, I didn't really want to work. So it kind of pushed me a little more to, you know, to practice that little hard, you know, and try and make it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really wants to have to do the 9-to-5 graft. I'm certainly going to avoid it for another few years, but... And so at 16 years of age, when you made your debut for Hull, obviously it must have been a very tough training schedule for someone so young. How did you cope with that?
Well, in England you finish school when you're 16. So I finished school and obviously had a lot of spare time on my hands after that. And then I started going to college, just doing like a sports studies course. And it was only 3 days a week. And obviously, it was a sports studies course, and they knew I played ice hockey, so they was very lenient with me, you know, and like letting me practice and things like that. As long as I got the work done, they'd maybe let me miss a few classes or be a little late or whatever. So it was okay. I fitted it round then pretty well.
Okay. And then, of course, this season just passed. You made the step across to Belfast. How did all that come about?
Well, I'd, like I said, I've been in Hull all my life and then played for the Stingrays there since I was 16, and you know, I'd been there 5 years professionally, so I just felt as if I needed a change and a bit more of a challenge as well, just to push myself a little more. And to be honest, I just wanted to win. Like, no disrespect to Hull, but you know, it's not much fun finishing like, you know, bottom of the league every year. And just come to the point where, you know, I was like, you know what, I want to win things and push myself on a good team. And at the end of the season, like, they was trying to sign me back again, and then I was just upfront and honest with them. I just said, look, you know what, I think it's time for me to move on, and they respected my decision. And then Rick Strachan helped me with my move here, which was really good of him.
Yeah, and in your first season with the Giants, do you feel that you've progressed? Do you feel that you've met the new challenge head on, and that you're?
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, honestly, it felt like going from like boys to men. Honestly, like just the big difference at first for me was just practicing with better players, like every single day, being on the ice playing with just good hockey players. That really, like, at first, like, it was a bit tough for me. The first month, but after that, I could notice straight away that I could feel myself getting better every day in practice, and because we had such a good team last year, being on the ice with all them good players, it really, really helped a lot.
And I suppose playing with a lot of experienced players, guys like Shane Johnson and and like Mike Burgoyne, you must pick up a lot just in practice.
Yeah, so much from them practices, honestly, like helped me move on leaps and bounds. And We had a lot of games last year. I think I played 8-4 games by the end of the season. So, and that helped as well with them practices. So it was a tough schedule, but at a young age you can't really complain. So it's only makes you better than it playing games.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I suppose you have to play the games while the legs are holding up, don't you?
Yeah.
And just going back to sort of playing with more experienced players, when you're in practice with these guys who have been around the block a bit and know a thing or two, I mean, are you always asking them questions, or is it a case of you're watching what they do and then you're trying to imitate it?
I always try and watch a lot as well, like a lot of it people doing, like you said, and try and imitate it. And then I do ask questions here and there. And it's usually or during games where I'll ask questions after a shift when I come off, maybe when I've knew I've done something not quite right or I've made a mistake, then I'll probably ask, you know, usually ask Rob Stewart as well or my D partner and just ask for a bit of advice off them.
And obviously, looking ahead to what might happen for you at the camp over here, I mean, are you allowing yourself to dream a bit, or are you trying to keep your feet on the ground?
I think you've got to dream a little bit. You've got to have something to, you know, to strive you that little extra further. Obviously, you know, the chance is there, so it's tough not to dream about it. I think it just pushes you that little bit more. You know, you can't go there thinking, oh, no, there's not a chance it's going to happen for me. Then you can't go with that kind of mentality. I've got to hope a little bit.
Absolutely. And I suppose as well, you're in a slightly different position from a lot of the other players in that you have this huge event right in the middle of the summer. So I suppose you haven't really had too much of a break. You'll have been in the gym and things like that and doing a lot of skating. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I've been working really hard. Well, I give myself 2 weeks off at the end of the season just from, like I said, played 84 games. So you got to let your body rest at some point. So I had 2 weeks off and was just straight back in the gym lifting weights because I'm still a little light, but I've put on a few pounds over the recent weeks. So probably come next season, I'll probably be in the best shape of my life.
And has anyone been helping you through the summer?
Yeah. Been working out every day with Colin Shields, who's been a great help. He's got a lot of experience on hockey-specific gym work over his recent years when he was in America, when he used to play for the university there. And he's been to these camps as well, so he knows all the hockey-specific weight training that I need to be doing and everything like that. And I've been having some good games. Come the camp, I'll be in really good shape, and then next season I'll be really good shape.
Okay, so just going back to your experience in Belfast this year, I mean, what was it like moving from playing in a very small arena like you have in Hull, the most versatile arena, I believe it's labelled, but moving from there and into the Odyssey?
The most versatile venue in Hull.
The only venue in Hull, from what we could see. what was it like coming and playing in the Odyssey Arena then in front of some fairly big crowds?
It was really different, to be honest. Like I say, Hull's quite small, so and the crowd's a bit more on top of you, and you kind of hear a lot more things, maybe like people are heckling at you and shouting and stuff like that. But the Odyssey's huge and get a lot more fans. But when everyone's chanting in the Odyssey, then it is really, really loud. But yeah, it was a big difference.
And in terms of when you move to a new city like this, how difficult is it, I suppose, firstly to settle personally, and you're still a young man, and how difficult was it for you to sort of find your bearings?
I've never been so lost in my life, honestly, just driving around, honestly, every day there wouldn't be a day where I didn't go by, like the first week where I wouldn't get lost, like, because I'd lived in Hull all my life and then moving to a new city, it was pretty weird, but everyone was really nice though, like all the fans and stuff, like, was like, oh, I hope you're settling in okay. If you need anything, let me know and stuff. It was really nice. It felt like home pretty quick, and everyone was really nice to me and helped me settle in, which was good.
And as well, in terms of being just a member of the franchise here, do the new players who come in, do you guys buy into the kind of rivalry that the fans will have had from earlier years? So, for example, whenever Coventry come or whenever Nottingham come, maybe there's a bit more tension in the stands. Do the players feel that?
Yeah, definitely. Like I didn't know any of the rivalries at first, but you can tell like before the games, like what the big games are, and you know you soon pick it up straight away.
Cool. And then of course this season we also had a great deal of success on the ice, winning two cups. What was that like for you, picking up some silverware?
It was good. It's almost that's why we all play hockey. To be honest, you know, everyone wants to win and win trophies. So it was really, really good. some people don't think them trophies like mean too much. Like, you know, people think, oh, like the playoffs, like, you know, Sheffield won the playoffs. But I think it's harder to win both them cups than it is to win the playoffs, because the playoffs is only four games, and then we won a lot more games to win them cups. So I think it was good. It was good to win it. Well, it was for me anyway, personally.
And I suppose just after winning those couple of cups, was it maybe a bit of a disappointing end of the season with the way the playoffs went, or were you guys sort of happy with the work that had been done?
Oh, no, it was hugely disappointed after the playoffs. Like, we wanted to get to that final four so bad, and it was still nice to win them two cups, but we still wanted to win them playoffs as well.
And how did the team, I suppose the team bonded and gelled very well then towards the end of the year, having there's no medicine like victory, I suppose, for bringing people together?
Yeah, it was a great group. I've never played on a team such of good guys as that. I honestly can honestly say I got on with every single person on the team. It was really, really, really good bunch of guys. And I think when you have a dressing room like that, everyone kind of wants to go that little extra mile for the guys sitting next to them, which was good.
Okay, and all things being equal, we might see you back in a Giants shirt in September.
Yep. Well,
hopefully not, but hopefully.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Dave, thanks very much for joining us on the podcast, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat to you again after the camp. And from everybody at KOTG and the wider Giants fan base, we wish you all the best for it, and we really hope it goes. Goes very well for you, and that you get everything you wanted from it. So, thanks for joining us.
Right, thank you. Can I just ask why do I'm called Cheesy?
Cheesy.
Someone told me that was my nickname, but I've never understood why.
It's a long story. It involves alcohol.
Right.
There was
people trying to say I'm an alcoholic.
No. There was a couple of guys were away at a game in Newcastle. Earlier in the season, and invented some sort of a song about. Well, I suppose I should ask you. Which would you prefer out of these two? Would you prefer orange pips or cheesy chips?
Orange what?
Pips. Yeah.
I think cheesy chips.
Cheesy chips. There you go. Well, that's sort of going to add to the weight of the nickname now, I think.
People started to think I smelled or something like that, or I have a bad smile.
No, the story was like the rhyme was something about liking cheesy chips or preferring orange pips, and cheesy seemed to stick from there. All I can say is I had nothing to do with it, but
I'll have to think of a new chant for him then.
Yeah. Maybe that could be a KOTG. Competition. If you can think of a new chant or a new nickname for Dave Phillips, you can email the podcast at podcast@kingdomofthegiants.com. It's a special request from the man himself. So
it's not too bad. It's got to be supportive.
That's it. Well, Dave, thanks very much for joining us again, and we wish you all the best for your trip away. And hopefully, we'll chat to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Well, thanks again to Dave for joining us, and we really wish him all the best for his trials with the Blackhawks. He seems like he's been putting an awful lot of work in the gym, and I don't think there's too many Giants fans that would be sorry if he was icing in a Blackhawks jersey next year. But we wish him all the best. And so that's pretty much it just for this very short edition of A View from the Bridge. Hopefully Dave will come back and maybe speak to us again in a few weeks after the trials have been completed. And also Patrick and myself will be on to review and discuss some of the signings so far this season. And also over on our sister website, ukhockeylive.com, you can listen to Patrick's interview with David Sims. So watch out for that. Should be very interesting. Dave Sims always has plenty to say. And I'm quite sure Patrick will get a few things out of him. And as well, in the coming weeks, we'll be posting an interview that we recorded during the season with Coach Debbie McGuire from the G Crew. So just to hear a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes and things like that. So it should be an interesting listen. So thanks for tuning in to this month's podcast, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye. It's the truth in your eyes.